Coming back to Duluth, it sounds like, for the weekend. It's been a while since you've been here, or have you been back since the movie was shot?
I have not been back. It's been dang near 20 years. We shot the film on winter of 92-93, and then I came back, I guess, the following year for the premiere in Duluth. So it's been since 94, so that'd be, what, 19 years? But who's counting?
You're better at math than I am, I think. What you got any real fond memories, Mackenzie, of the city while you were here? You spent some time, obviously.
I tell you, I have nothing but fond memories. I had a terrific, terrific experience. You know, 19 years old from Southern California, you're not exactly expecting to get a job where you get to go ride a dog sled for about 90 days straight. And I found Duluth to be absolutely wonderful. Before I got the job, to Duluth, my dad, who went to school for a couple of years at the University of Minneapolis in St. Paul, he said that the people I meet in Minnesota are going to be the nicest people I'll meet in my entire life, and that still holds true. It was true then, and the few contacts that I have from back then, it still holds true. And so I just had a wonderful, wonderful time at 19, running around, in the cold, getting pulled along by a team of dogs.
Well, right. That's something that I guess was a little unusual for you, being from Southern California. It's a little on the chilly side up here in the winter.
It was exactly that. And from what I understand, that particular winter was relatively mild. There were a couple of days that were extremely cold, cold enough to shut us down. I think if it was more than 15 below or 20 below zero, the cameras wouldn't work. And so we had a couple of days that were that cold. But mostly it was in the very, would you say, high negatives, just a little below zero or up to about 10 degrees. So it was, as compared to Southern California, freezing.
Hey, we'll have it a little better for you this weekend. A little better. That's the key.
Right.
With the lake wind, it can still be pretty chilly up here in the summer, too. But
that's what I understand. I've been checking the forecast, and it still blows my mind how much warmer it's going to be now than it was then. But to answer the original question, I had nothing but great experience there. And not only at work, doing what I was hired to do, but hanging out with the locals and with the local crew members, it was just a terrific experience.
Now, you actually have a couple of connections here. I guess if your dad, John, went to the University of Minnesota, your mother was up here shooting a movie at one time, if I remember right.
Which is bonkers. Yeah, just before I was born in 72, I think. 71 or 72 is when they shot You'll Like My Mother at the Congdon Mansion. And the craziest thing one of the craziest things is that the fellow who was her driver on that film back in 72, when we shot Iron Will in 92-93, was the mayor of Duluth. it was a very interesting exchange I got to have with the gentleman who was then mayor, saying and telling me he drove my mom 20 years before.
That is amazing.
It's so funny, and she had a terrific experience at the mansion and working on the film, and so it was a nice sort of homecoming for the fellow that had yet to be born of hers.
What kind of preparation did you need for the role up here? Obviously, you became pretty good at mushing, I would think.
Well, yeah, I got lucky. The first thing I did before I left California was buy a bunch of long underwear. And the first thing I did when I got to Duluth was buy a bunch of better long underwear. we had about a week of acclimating. Officially, the production hooked me up with a gentleman named Mark Stensis, or Sparky Stensis, who is a naturalist and now a fantastic photographer. A naturalist photographer. I think he's got a website called The Photo Naturalist, where you can see fantastic pictures of the environs around there. And Sparky and I went up the Gunflint Trail to the Boundary Waters canoe area, and he sort of showed me the ropes, taught me how to stay warm, taught me how to dress correctly, layer correctly. And then we went out hiking and got to a certain spot on a frozen lake up there in the canoe area, and chopped through the ice and got some fresh water and set up camp and slept out on the lake. And the next morning took a little, portage is the word, a trail between lakes. And he really sort of got me accustomed to the outdoors. And then came the mushing camp, which was a blast, because in all honesty, the difficult work, the tough stuff about running a dog sled team, somebody else was taken care of. My only job was to get on the sled and hang on. thankfully, that worked out all right. I was able to do so. And so we had about 2 weeks of mushing camp, which went pretty well. And then we got to shooting the film proper. And mostly, I got up early, showed up at work, and got on the sled and had a free ride.
Now, we do have a dog sled race every year that goes from up the North Shore to Duluth, and I should say from Duluth up the North Shore and back again. So I think it'd be a hoot if you come down and participate in that some year.
Oh, boy, that would be a hoot. I got to quit smoking first.
Well, just get a good team of dogs, like you said, and just hang on. You'll be all right.
Boy, I tell you, it's funny how much that general philosophy has come to make a lot of sense to me later in life. That really, as long as you got a good team around you and you hang on, you're going to finish the race.
Excellent. Now, Mackenzie, you're still acting. What are some of the latest roles we could find you in?
Oh, I've been lucky. The last couple years, I was gone from Los Angeles for a stretch. I went to go work with my dad, who is now teaching at Johns Hopkins University. He runs the program in theater arts and studies. And so I took a little break from Los Angeles and drove dad to school every day, pretty much, which was sort of payback. And then when I came back to Los Angeles in 2010, I've been very fortunate. I did an episode of NCIS, an episode of a show called Prime Suspect, an episode of a show called Bones, an episode of CSI, not CSI, NCIS. I've been very fortunate. I've been able to pay the rent and keep my face out there.
That's the key. Hey, Mackenzie, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we're looking forward to seeing you back here in Duluth on Sunday.
Dave, it's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to getting back there.